Well, hello, and yes, I did forget this existed. I'm sorry, but I'm here now. All right, 2 months, this is probably going to be a long one, or maybe I'm just going to just go... just speed run, a fucking voice failure. Yeah, by the end of this, I'm probably not going to be able to say coherent sentences anymore. Let's get started. All right, August, something school... I'm not going to go into the details because it's deeply personal, but I started something. Also, yeah, that's pretty much it. The first week was really confusing because it was like a startup week. Then we went on a fucking trip, and then it was just really confusing in my office. And ceased to actually properly function. Yeah. But overall, but in August, I didn't actually do that much. I've been playing some Ark Survival Evolved. Oh, yeah, let's review that game. Ark Survival Evolved. Honestly, yeah, it's a 7 or 8 out of 10. The gameplay overall is really fun. Fun how it's best played with friends. Me and my friend played a game, and that's the only reason I played a game. Played a game with a thing is, and it's really fun. Yes, but there's also several newer. I could go on for it. The game is at its peak if you crank up the stats so that you can do bullshit levels of stuff on your own. Like, letting one a horde of megalodons underwater with a sword. Just a basic metal sword, and you can just take on megalodon after megalodon and gain thousands of... gain a fuck ton of meat. Fish meat, to be more specific. Yeah. But overall, the game single player with cranked up stats isn't as fun. Ark Survival Evolved is a multiplayer game at its core, so you best play it as, well, a multiplayer game. Because otherwise, you're not going to get peak Ark Survival Evolved. Also, the law is really depressing, as far as I've heard. I haven't read the law, so I'm not going to tell you if it's true or not. Because, truth be told, I actually kind of don't care. But I have gotten a TLDR from my friend. Pretty much, they discovered a new resource. They realized shit goes down. They realized that the things they made, they fucked up. Send up space colonies, train a bunch of survivors by dropping them us. Yeah, that's pretty much all I can muster up to remember. And probably a bunch of other things. Also, you're probably wondering, how dinosaurs act? Yeah, buddy, I wish on you. Also, apparently there's an animated series exploring the lore, so if that ever comes out, you could just watch that and get the lore. Don't trust me for that. I'm probably going to get a lot of details wrong. So, you're everyday life, you know? Yeah, I hear some of you figuring my thing together. My brother in Christ, where did that come from? What am I saying? Honestly, I don't know either. So, yeah. Overall, fun game. Fun game, depressing lore. If I knew anything about it, I would tell you about it. Yeah. Another game I've been playing a lot of recently that I'm hopefully addicted to is Bloons Tower Defense 6. That game is honestly a 10 out of 10. Just the thought that you start up by just placing a dart monkey and you just let rounds go by and upgrade them all. That's the start of the game. Just the fact that it then just derailed into I have summoned the true Sun God and he's going to kick all of your asses with the power of God and anime. It just fucking amuses me, like, huh? Oh god, that looks wrong. Anyway. So yeah, overall, the game also has lore, apparently. I can't, again, say anything about it. All I know is that balloon attack, monkey must pop, we must upgrade, and yeah, that's pretty much the TLDR. Yeah, they are. And it's probably also all you need to know about the law, since it isn't as expensive as ARK, as far as I'm aware. But now let's move on to the... But, yeah. So overall, the two games I've played the most, is the two I just mentioned, they're both really fun and would really recommend you check them out. Now, do be aware that both of them cost a lot of money. ARK, I would recommend getting all the DLC to get the full experience. I don't have all the DLC, because I got it as a gift, and I'm broke, so that's not going to happen anytime soon. But yeah. And Bloons Team Six, it is a very grindy game. Okay, since if you want to unlock every hero, you have to play a lot of levels and earn a lot of monkey money, and you know, it just gets complicated, and you also have to unlock every upgrade to be able to perform better on levels so you can get more. It's overall just a big grind. However, it's a fun grind, because considering the fact that it's just stupid. To put it simply, the game is stupid. You do bullshit. The game is full of bullshit that makes you go, huh? And that's what I love about it. I didn't make it in time. Couldn't upgrade in time. Fucking bitch. Yeah. So overall, the two games I played the most is... Yeah, that's it for the games I played. Now let's move on to media I have consumed. Yeah. Let me start off with saying the obvious. Murder Drones. Glitch's newest animated series. The recent episodes that come out have all been really good. There's still some slight issues. Issues with the series. It's not perfect. Far from it. It does lean a little bit too heavily. It does lean a little bit too much into the comedic side sometimes, it feels. At least in the early episode, it leans too much into the comedic side. However, in later episodes, it leans into more horror aspects. However, I feel like those two kind of chilled out, so not a factor. Yeah. My life is overall pretty darn monkey donkey. I mean, I've done a lot of things. I've made some art that I posted to Newgrounds. You know, I was going to say, here, let me show you. I think you and me both realize how stupid that sounds. So yeah, not enough of that. But yeah, there are a lot of factors with everything. But overall... My August was pretty darn wacky. If I do say so myself. Now, September is something we haven't gotten through yet. However, I am going to talk about the two towers that crashed and burned. One of the biggest and most horrifying acts of terrorism in the world, 9/11. I'm not going to say too much about it, since you've probably already heard a bazillion things about it. Probably also seen, like, a bazillion jokes about it, because the internet sees... Actually, you know, go... and then the internet big meme. All those who lost their family in that incident, I hope you're okay right now. Should I talk about historical accidents? Historical accidents? Me! Should I talk about historical events? Nah, it's not worth my effort. The best thing I can talk about, the most interesting one of those that I know the most about is the Holocaust and how horrifying that was, and yet again, that's the thing you probably heard 7,778 words about. Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it for this episode. So it turns out it was actually gonna be the average length. Mine is a proper intro this time, but, you know. I guess I'll see you by the end of this month. Apparently that's soon. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Toodles. I just noticed I also forgot July. yeah. Just like my preview, late production notice. Oh yeah, I got my hands. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I have a. Oh yeah, I've tried Prime. I'm not gonna say my opinion on here since it's on YouTube and just go check it out. You can find it. Just search with you and you open the YouTube search bar and you find my channel. Fair warning, cringe. That's it for the warning. Anyways, so yeah, July happened also. I was on vacation all the way up in northern Sweden, 14-hour drive. My entire family, her really old dog was there too. I love that dog. Okay, might just make the end of September's episode just dedicated to how adorable he is. Like, imagine just an entire episode just discussing about our dog now. He's really old and he's my childhood dog and I love him to death. But yeah, my birthday has happened there. I turned older. Now, the funny thing is, I'm 1 year older than everyone else in the school I'm at right now because I have an extra year in kindergarten. So I just go around calling myself the boomer of the school because I'm just fucking older than everyone. I can't relate to all your modern saying, I'm a boomer, bitch. Just go around saying that consistently. It's kind of funny. Like, they're just chilling. It's just amusing. Hey, what up? Hey, Thomas, I got something in my eye. They're referring to me constantly in there. They may or may not be attracted to me, and I may or may not be uncomfortable in my own bed, but who cares about that detail? Yeah, they just say something that a lot of kids know they say, and I just go, I don't get your modern-day slang, I'm a boomer. God, I love just messing with people. Yeah, I've done some things. Well, my trip to northern Sweden was really fun. I've been to both the southern... Well, we've been to the region of Sweden that's closest to Denmark and the region of Sweden that's away from Denmark. Northern Sweden and southern Sweden. Overall, I actually do prefer northern Sweden. Since southern Sweden had a lot of things going on. And southern Sweden was probably more up there, modernized and everything. North Sweden, it took us about half an hour to get to a town. And then another half an hour to get to another town. It wasn't densely populated and packed. It was more relaxed, laid back. A farmer could live off, God knows how, could live off a few cows. Overall, fun. So yeah. July also. God, adding things in post-production is actually kind of fun. Thanks for tuning into this episode. See you next episode. Hey, it's Nate, post-production here! And okay, this is actually total since I remember June existence. I did make an episode about June. I'll get back in my flow, hopefully.